The Transportation Barn. The Transportation Barn stands where Bill Meaner's barn once did. Today's open-air barn is two stories tall. The low walls are brown logs with continuous open windows around the perimeter of the building and a tall pitched roof above. The barn houses a collection of wagons, a dog sled, and other period tools. In front of each item is a 6x6-inch sign with a brief description. Dude wagons. Inside the barn to the right are two bright yellow wagons similar in size to a covered wagon. The left wagon bears the Barbie C brand, lacks a canopy, and has yellow wheels. The right wagon has a canopy, bears the JY brand, and has red wheels to contrast with the yellow body. As the brand suggests, the Barbie C and JY Dude Ranches use these wagons to carry passengers around Jackson Hole. They are reminiscent of a homesteader's covered wagon, but have lighter wheels, padded seats, and a softer suspension to provide visitors with rustic comfort. The sign reads, JY and Barbie C Wagons, Coach Class. Visitors touring Yellowstone National Park prior to 1916 rode in these wagons. Later, two nearby dude ranches, the JY and Barbie C, purchased them to transport their guests. The Robert Miller Wagon. At the far end of the barn is an original covered wagon. The bed is painted bright red, and a white canvas bonnet stretches up and over the ribs or wagon bows. Compared to the lightweight Dude Ranch wagons on your right, this wagon was built to haul heavy loads cross-country. The sign reads, Miller Wagon, Moving Van. In 1888, Robert Miller drove this wagon over Teton Pass from Idaho into Jackson Hole. He became the first homesteader to drive a wagon over the steep and treacherous mountain pass. Dog Sled. Inside the barn to the left is an Alaskan dog sled. The sled has runners about 7 feet long for the musher to stand on, a cargo basket with slats on the bottom that sits about 6 inches off the runners to carry loads, a curved brush bow at the front of the sled to protect the sled from trees and shrubs, and an upright handle for the musher to hold on to the sled. The sign reads, Geraldine Lucas Dog Sled, Mush. Jackson Hole homesteader Geraldine Lucas used this Alaskan dog sled to carry moderate loads and visit her neighbors in the early 1900s. Bull Boat. This bull boat replica is a bowl-shaped boat about 6 feet in diameter. The frame is 4 1-inch diameter saplings tied together in the center as if they are spokes on a wheel. Another sapling tied in a circle connects the spokes, forcing them to bow out into a bowl and forms the upper lip of a boat. The bison hide with fur out stretches over the spokes and attaches to the upper lip. Mountain men and Indians would transport their goods across bodies of water with these boats. The sign reads, Bull Boat Replica, Cargo Ships. The early 19th century mountain men used bull boats like this replica to transport furs and cargo on water. These rugged men stretched bison hides over a willow frame, a skill learned from Indians. Oxen Yoke. A massive wooden oxen yoke rests upside down on the ground. The yoke is about 5 feet across and has two leather-lined depressions made to rest on the shoulders of each ox in a team. The metal bracket and ring between the depressions would attach the yoke to a wagon tongue. The sign reads, Pioneer Yoke, Workhorse. This yoke distributed heavy loads across draft animals' shoulders and fastened to a U-shaped oxbow passing under the animal's neck. Plow. The plow rests upright as if the blade is ready to plow a field. The blade is metal, shaped in a scoop, coming to a point on the leading edge to bite into the earth. A 6-foot handle runs diagonally off the top of the blade for a farmer to guide the plow. Just above the blade, a piece of wood extends from the handle forwards to connect to a team of animals. The sign reads, Homemade Plow, Turning the Earth. William Beard, who homesteaded with his family in Teton Basin, Idaho, crafted this plow by hand sometime after 1865. Wagon Carriage. Imagine a wagon with no bed. You would be left with the wheels, the axles, the carriage connecting the axles, and vertical supports from the main frame. The wheels are each about 3 feet in diameter, and the undercarriage is about 8 feet long. This would allow homesteaders to haul poles, lumbers, or to put a bed on the carriage. The sign reads, Wagon Carriage, Carry On. This wagon carriage could be separated from its bed, allowing it to be used for a variety of ways. The horizontal frame supported a wagon bed or logs for transport. Travoy. The travoy rests on the ground to your left. It has two heavy wooden runners under a frame meant to slide materials across the ground. It would have been drug by a team of animals. The sign reads, Log travoy or lizard, pole tow. Men use this double hitch travoy at Elk Ranch to drag logs or poles for building cabins and buck and rail fences. Draft animals pulled the travoy.